My guest at this time is Jenny Beth Martin. She is a co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots Incorporated, along with Mark Meckler. They are also co-authors of the brand new book, Tea Party Patriots, The Second American Revolution. And Jenny Beth, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You tell a great story right in the introduction, and not so great how the story begins, because as a result of the economic downturn, your husband lost his job. Ultimately, you lost your home. But it's in the aftermath of that where the genesis of the Tea Party movement kind of started. Briefly explain that story for our listeners.
Sure. And really, even though it was a difficult time for my family, it was still a good time as well. My husband had a business that was very successful for about 9 years. He had trouble with a business partner, as often happens, and ultimately he had to close his business. And as a result of personal guarantees, we had to file personal bankruptcy. We lost everything, including our house. And at the beginning of 2009, we were offered Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loans to bring us current in our mortgage. But we declined because we were so frustrated with TARP, and we just didn't think it was the right thing to do. We never knew that making that personal private decision to start over and to rebuild on our own without taking handouts from the government would actually affect us the way that it did. But when Rick Santelli a few weeks later had his rant about the stimulus bill and how the government doesn't need to be paying for neighbors' homes that can't afford it, we were like, that's exactly right. That's why we decided we had to accept responsibility for the problems with the business and start over on our own. America is great. You have the greatest opportunity, and we took advantage of that, and we're very successful, and sometimes it doesn't work out, and we've had to rebuild.
And obviously, the Tea Party movement took off like a shot. As you mentioned in the book, over a million members in different forms around the country, a huge impact, obviously, on the Republican primaries and the general election in the 2010 election cycle. And now there's a lot of questions, of course, about the 2012 cycle. What do you make of the media suggesting, depending on who wins and who loses primaries from week to week on the Republican side, about what the strength of the Tea Party influence still is? What do you have to tell folks?
Well, I think it's really interesting how the media, they don't know what's going on. They don't have any clue how to interpret it. 2 weeks ago when Romney won Florida, they said, oh, he's a winner, everyone else must hang it up. And now they're saying that Santorum's in the lead and no telling what's going to happen. The fact is they really don't know what's going to happen. And that's because of us, because the people have woken up, we're paying attention, we're not taking anything for granted, and we're sure not going to let the establishment of either party, Democrats or Republicans, shove anything else down our throats without us at least questioning and looking at it very closely.
Jenny Beth, one of the also very interesting things about the Tea Party movement is that while there are leaders such as you and Mark, it's not really a cult of personality or anything like that, that people are responding to one person's charisma or views on different subjects. And so a lot of different people with the different ideas, usually a pretty strong aversion to the growth of government and the amount of debt and deficits we're seeing and all sorts of other things. So it's interesting in this book that there are some pretty concrete proposals that you have, whether it's dealing with the debt in terms of balanced budget amendments and things like that, or even on to choice in education, reforming the courts. Talk a little bit about how a movement with such a grassroots upbringing has now kind of crystallized around some very specific ideas.
Well, we feel like the problems that we have in America, we didn't get to these problems, and we are not in the current situation. We didn't just wake up and get here. It did not happen overnight. It took a long time for it to happen. And we feel that the solutions that we care about they're right there in our core values of fiscal responsibility, constitutionally limited government, and free markets. And we think it'll take at least 40 years, 10 presidents, to instill those values in the hearts and minds of Americans so they're voting based on those values. And the plan lays out 5 different pathways to get to that goal. And we've got short-term issues we have to deal with, like stopping the overspending immediately. Immediately next year, and then the longer-term solutions, which are outlined in the book.
Generally speaking, how happy are you with the folks that you helped to get elected in 2010?
Well, I think that a lot of them are a huge disappointment. You can't one thing we've learned from this movement is you can't hang your hopes on any particular politician. We're not fighting for or really even against a single politician. We're fighting for our ideas and for independence. And that's what makes America great. We want to be independent and self-reliant as much as we can. We don't want to be dependent on the government. And so we have to look at the elected officials and watch what they're doing and hold them accountable. And when they don't do what they're supposed to, we have to go back and primary them, melt their phone lines, and just make sure they understand they're there because we put them there.
So a few freshmen are in for a surprise this year, you think?
I think that a few will be, and I think that we'll see how it all plays out.
What's the biggest disappointment? Was it the debt ceiling? What issues kind of made you a little bit disappointed in some of the folks that you sent there?
I think that really the biggest disappointment would be that the Republicans pledged on our own taxpayer dollars, by the way, to cut $100 billion this fiscal year, and the last fiscal year, and they haven't done it. They haven't even cut one single dollar. They haven't slowed government spending. They haven't held where they currently were at, much less cut a real dollar. And that's a huge disappointment. I understand that the Republicans don't have a majority. It just seems like when you send 90 new people to Washington, D.C., that Washington, D.C. would get it, that we really are serious about making these cuts. We can't continue the way our country is going.
Jenny Beth, in this book, you give a lot of different short-term and long-term examples, as you mentioned before, in terms of, like we mentioned, education, politics, the courts. What are some that you think are most easily, if easy is even a word to use here, attainable in terms of turning this drift around?
Well, I think that we've got to make sure that we're holding our politicians accountable. The more people that we can wake up and educate about our core values, the better off we're going to be. And that's the first thing and our most crucial and urgent problem. And then we can start implementing solutions. But it's not going to happen until we see a change in the Senate and the White House. And so we've got to convince Americans that our solutions are the right ones so there's a clear mandate for it.
How will the Tea Party be visible in this campaign? Will it be more about ideas, as you mentioned, or will it also be very active in endorsing folks from race to race?
It will be about ideas. We don't endorse at a national level with Tea Party Patriots, and there may be local groups who do or statewide coalitions who come together for a particular candidate. Even when that happens, though, it's about the ideas. It's not really about the particular person. And that's what's so great about this movement. We've taught people what deem and pass means. We've taught people how a bill moves through Washington and the really tricky intricacies of it. We've done more to educate people than we've seen in a very long time, and we'll continue to focus on those values.
It'll be very interesting to watch. So much going on from this week's budget debate to everything we'll be seeing through the primary season, convention season, and on to November, and of course beyond. Jenny Beth, congratulations again on the book. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Have a good day.
You too. Jenny Beth Martin is a co-founder of Tea Party Patriots Incorporated, along with Mark Meckler. They are both co-authors of Tea Party Patriots, The Second American Revolution, published by Henry Holt. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.